This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
And welcome to hour number three, November the 4th, here, day after Election Day, where we do not have a result. We are waiting on several states. We are waiting on Pennsylvania, the big granddaddy of them all. We're waiting on North Carolina. We are waiting on Georgia. We are waiting on Nevada. And while we're waiting for these states to close, a lot of people are seriously concerned and worried about, you know, shenanigans about the actual vote. So want to hear about you, what you think. If you want to give us a phone call, we're here at therealside.com, and you could give us a phone call old school style at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And we've got a caller on the line, Colin from Indiana. Colin, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are things in the beautiful state of Indiana tonight?
Pretty weird, but, you know, not too bad. All the neighbors have been nice.
What we are looking at is a state like Indiana, which went for Trump. It's a deep blue, it's a deep red state. Vice President Pence came from your great state, and you know we were expecting things to go kind of, you know, smoothly from that point forward. What were your thoughts regarding what took place after Indiana called and everything kind of went to hell in a handbasket?
Oh, I don't really know. I know how like three counties in Indiana would vote, and I know California is going to go blue, and New York is going to go blue, and then like.
Okay. All right, we're gonna move on. Appreciate you giving us a phone call, Colin. Best of luck to you. You know, one of the things that I just find that we're going to be looking at regarding what is happening as we move forward through this process right now. People are going to be getting angry. People are angry. We're looking at images right now in Maricopa County. We've got a lot of people that are showing up and they're protesting. And we're going to see this. And for those of us that are old enough to remember 2000 and Bush v. Gore, we remember those folks that showed up at the precinct headquarters down in, what was it? Palm Beach, I think it was, and there was a lot of anger. People were furious. People do not want to be disenfranchised. And the more people feel that they're being disenfranchised, the more angry that you're going to see. Now, the difference, as we were talking about with Judd, is that you have folks on the left that are going to be carrying batons and baseball bats and Molotov cocktails, and they're going to riot and loot. And that's why you saw so many businesses in D.C., and New York and Beverly Hills and other cities around the country that were boarding up. We didn't see riots last night because it looks like Biden's got a very good shot at winning the election. And so what we are seeing right now with protesters is that you have a group of people, most of them are furious because they feel like they have absolutely been disenfranchised, because you've got these massive shifts of votes that are coming out of nowhere in these Democrat-run precincts, in these Democrat run states. And while everything was going swimmingly until we got to this quote-unquote blue wall, we knew that this is exactly what they were planning. Hillary Clinton broadcast this herself several weeks ago when she stated unequivocally that Joe Biden should never concede the election. Do not concede the election, Joe Biden. Why would she say that? What was the plan that allowed her, with all conviction and confidence, to tell the presidential candidate of the Democratic Party to never concede the election? What was going on behind the scenes? We know what was going on behind the scenes. The jig is up. We know what is happening. That with Democrat-run governors and states, okay, that you have the Attorney General, for example, of the state of Pennsylvania, that says the day before the election, Joe Biden will win if all the votes are counted. He tweeted this. I mean, the man should be recused at a minimum from overseeing the election right now in Pennsylvania. And he should be fired. And maybe even prosecuted. Because what he is stating right now, unequivocally for the entire country to see, is that they know that their candidate, the Democrats' candidate, is definitely going to win. Never concede. Our candidate is definitely going to win if all the votes are counted. Not all the legal votes, just all the votes. We have, in this country, some freedoms that many countries don't enjoy. And that is simply, it comes down to your right as an American citizen to have a voice who you want to lead you. Not which machines you want to run roughshod over individual rights in your states. For the left, this is all about power. It's all about controlling you, controlling your speech, controlling what you read and how you sleep and how you're schooled. It's controlling how you can run your business. It's controlling what you can say online and offline. It's about you bowing down to your betters. And if you can't vote correctly, then we will make sure that you vote correctly. I'm telling you right now, I'm not a tinfoil hatter. I said this at the very beginning. Something is amiss. Something has gone very wrong and amiss. Don't go away, folks. After the break, we got Carmen Estelle, a Christian conservative and minority Latina single mother and native of California. She's going to be joining us to talk about the election and a whole lot more.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
And welcome back. Real Side Radio, Dave Sussman here in the chair across the Fruited Plain on the GCN and Salem Radio Network. 73 stations, folks. Wow. No matter where you are located, hope you're having a good evening and you're not too stressed and worried about the state of the world. I think this segment here, a couple segments here, will kind of put you at ease. I had the pleasure last night of meeting our next guest, who is Carmen Estelle, who is, when I talk to different people, I get a sense of who they are and where they're coming from and what values that they bring to the chair. She is a Christian conservative, minority Latina single mother, native of California. Her mission is to inspire Americans to hold the line on freedoms and liberties, and believes we are in a spiritual warfare, and she must be doing something right because Facebook has permanently banned her for life. Welcome to the show, Carmen. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you tonight?
Long time no talk and see. We shared a panel last night together watching the return. Said, did you recover? Did you sleep?
You know, I barely slept, and I feel like I pulled an all-nighter in high school or something. I feel beat today.
It's painful, right?
It's so painful. I was so hoping that after last night, I would feel a little bit more of a sense of relief. But really, I just feel like I went 12 rounds in a ring, and then I have another 12 rounds to go or something.
Yeah, it's like this. You went 12 rounds in the ring, and there's no decision.
Yeah, exactly.
So, first of all,
they're still deliberating.
Yeah, exactly. So give me your perspective on what we've seen in the hours since we sat on the panel together. We lost Michigan. We lost Wisconsin. Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Nevada have all basically been put into this suspension. So what are your feelings about the direction of things right now?
You know what? Oh man, it's obviously it's a crap show. You know, this is not unbelievable. You know, it's unbelievable in the sense that this whole year has been unbelievable, but we knew this was going to happen. I mean, I always knew that this was going to be a fight. I knew they would go kicking and screaming. I didn't know exactly how that was going to look, but now we know exactly how that's going to look. I think this was their plan the entire time. And, at this point, it feels like to me that they just needed to delegitimize Trump's reelection at any cost. And so I feel like, and I hope I'm right, that he is going to come out victorious here one way or another. And they just had to find a way to delegitimize it one way or another. They had to do that. And then so for the next 4 years, they can go kicking and screaming some more and just try to negate everything he does and keep fighting the way they've done this entire last 4 years. So I just think it's going to be a whole nother repeat. I mean, obviously, they're starting fresh out the gate with just a bunch of nonsense. And it seems like there's maybe some fraud, maybe some, you know, shady stuff that's happened. So it looks like Donald Trump is not going out without a fight. So, and he's not really a loser.
No, he is a fighter. You're absolutely correct on that. The flip side of that, however, is that, and as we're speaking right now, there are major protests happening in Maricopa County, Phoenix, Arizona. There are a tremendous number of very angry people on the right as well. Unlike the left, we're not going to grab, you know, pitchforks and torches and tear down, you know, Saks Fifth Avenue. But at the same time, there is going to be a question regarding the legitimacy of a Biden presidency as well, because everything was going swimmingly last night. The states were coming in, major states, Florida, Texas, Ohio. They all seemed to be able to count the vote. And all of a sudden, we get to what they call their blue wall, which are Democrat-run precincts, Democrat-run states, that Hillary Clinton told Joe Biden to never concede. Right? And this was their game plan all along. Do you think we're kind of going to be in a place where whoever wins this thing is going to be considered illegitimate by half the country?
Probably. I mean, let's just be honest. I mean, by the show of the rallies alone, I can't imagine half the country voting for Biden at all. I mean, look, he couldn't even get 30 cars to a freaking rally. You know what I mean? So it's like you know, Trump is getting tens of thousands of people lining up for days to go to his rallies. And Biden can't even get a drive-in movie theater worth of people. I mean, how on earth did 50% of America vote for Biden? That's my perspective. So, yes, I think the people on the right are going to say, how on earth could that be even possible that when he couldn't even get anybody to rally and he barely rallied in the first place? I mean, the guy was, you know, no more enthusiastic than like a slug running across your wet grass in the morning. I mean, that's about as enthusiastic as Biden could get. Mm. And it's like, how long can you watch that crap show go on? And you just can't. But so, yes, on the right, they're going to say, how could that possibly be? Nobody would even show up for this guy. So why would they show up to the polls? You know, he's an embarrassment. I know tons of people who were on the left last time, diehard anti-Trumpers, who this time are like, you know what? I got to say, there's no way I would vote for Biden, you know? Mm. So I can appreciate that. So, yeah, I mean, of course the left is going to say Trump is not legitimate. They've been saying that for 4 years, you know, Russia, everything else. And, of course, the right's going to say, well, just the proof is in the pudding. You guys couldn't even get anybody to a rally. How are you going to get people to the polls, right? I mean, that's just my, like, you know, very basic rudimentary perspective. I mean, I don't know. But of course, stranger things have happened and they could happen, but it just doesn't seem possible to me. Could be wrong. Just doesn't seem possible.
Well, I think a lot of people share your skepticism, and I think that's a friend, you know. The thing is that we're kind of in the middle of the storm right now, and I think a lot of us have such distrust. We have distrust for our institutions. We have distrust for our media and our polling and our academia and our social media and our corporations. And when you have this level of distrust, Carmen, and now possibly a distrust in our voting systems, because it is undoubtable, you don't get 100,000 votes out of nowhere for Biden in the middle of the night when most people are sleeping and not any for Trump. It doesn't work that way. Okay, what's your class? Michigan and Wisconsin.
I think is watching Arizona call it for Biden. Like,
well, that was Fox News. Fox News and AP.
Yeah, Fox News. They're supposed to be like the most right, you know, on the most right as any of those networks, right?
They stand behind it. And we just had John Gabriel, and we're going into our commercial break. You can stick through the break with us, right?
Of course.
Okay, yeah, we had John Gabriel on, who is with the Arizona Republic and editor-at-chief at Ricochet.com, where I'm a contributor, and he's right there in the heart of it, and he says that, you know, the fact that it was called is going to be thought of as one of the worst blemishes on Fox News ever, because they only need 57% of a vote that they get usually more percentage. Trump usually gets more percentage of in the remaining counties, and for them to call it like this on Fox News, you'll see that the remaining electoral votes needed by Biden is only 6, which is what Nevada will give him, and they're going to call that any minute. So we're going to talk about this and a whole lot more. We got Carmen Estra here, who's going to be joining us after the break. Dave Sussman here in the chair, Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Vote counting continues in 7 states as multiple outlets Wednesday called Michigan and Wisconsin for former Vice President Joe Biden. That puts him at 253 of the 270 electoral votes needed to win the White House. Biden has not declared victory in the race, only saying that he believes he'll be the winner when all the votes are counted and making pushes to unite the country.
I will work as hard for those who didn't vote for me as I will for those who did vote for me.
Now, every vote must be counted. No one's going to take our democracy away from us.
The Trump campaign has filed suit in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia, demanding further access for their observers to witness the counting process. The campaign also says it's moving to join a Supreme Court case over Pennsylvania's three-day extension for counting mail-in ballots that were postmarked on Election Day. Campaign is also asking Wisconsin for a recount. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, it's early yet.
And welcome back, Realside Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair across the fruited plain on the GCN Radio Network. You can find us at realside.com. And if you would like to opine, you can give us a phone call, 855-732-5563. You know, before the break, we're talking with our guest, Carmen Estelle, who, I got a sense from you that you are a deeply, and you call yourself a deeply spiritual person. And, you know, we were kind of joking and cracking wise during the break here a little bit, Carmen, regarding, you know, once the hangover from this thing is over, and, you know, we're no longer at the table playing blackjack and we've got the endorphins going and we walk away and we realize we've lost money. How do we feel? And it's the same with this. People on both sides of the political aisle are so deeply invested in either supporting or defeating this president. And right now, the odds are not good for President Trump, okay? Let's be honest about it, okay? He's a fighter. We know he's going to fight. But let me ask you from your standpoint, talking to people, most people listening, you know, we've got liberals, we've got independents, but a lot of people listening do support this president and they are invested themselves. What is your kind of, you know, rule of thumb for yourself and a suggestion that you would make to friends of yours and our listeners regarding how to handle what is going to be a massive, really an anticlimactic disappointment of this, you know, expected win 2020 election?
Well, let's first hope that he does, of course. You know, last election, I felt like Trump was going to be sort of anointed to be our next president. I had listened to some prophecies and stuff like that, and they actually said that he was going to be. The day of the election, though, I was so disheartened by the media, the lying media, because they had, you know, Hillary Clinton winning it by a long shot, that I honestly just thought, well, it's over. I was wrong. You know, it's done. But they, you know, the prophecies said, and I'm not a super Bible-thumping Christian, but I am spiritual, but the prophecies were saying that he is going, everything that they throw at him, it's going to be like water off a duck's back, and he is going to win because he's been anointed by God. And I really felt that that was the case because he just kept moving forward, moving forward, moving forward. And, but then the last day I was disheartened. So what I would say to people this time is, you know what, no matter what, it's going to be okay. And if you are a believer, if you're a Christian, I always ask my Christian friends this, you know, are you a Christian? They say yes. Are you a believer? Yes. You know that we win in the end. You know, mm-hmm. God has a plan for all of us. You know that we win in the end. There is no losing if you're a Christian. So what are you so afraid of? It doesn't matter our circumstances. It doesn't matter what's happening around us. What matters what's in our hearts. And this is what Jesus was trying to teach people, that no matter what your circumstances are, you can still be at peace and know who you belong to. And so it doesn't matter if it's Biden, if it's Trump, whoever wins this election, we as individuals, it's about how you play the game. It's not whether you win or lose, how you play the game. I always tell people, you know, imagine God had 7.5 billion children, which he does, right? If you're a believer, that's what you believe. And he sends off his children to school, and one of you, you know, stumbles and falls down and you stub your toe. Is he going to tell you, oh, you know what, just give up. Just give up. Yeah, just, you're done. Just give up. Just come home from school. You're done. Or is he going to say, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and you keep going? That's a lesson. You watch yourself next time. You're a little more careful next time, or you're a little more vigilant. You're a little stronger. You're going to be stronger now that you have that scar, that wound from that battle that you just fought. And maybe you lost, but you're still going to be stronger. And our job as Christians, as believers, is to get up and make ourselves that much stronger and that much better every single day, no matter what our circumstances are. So you literally, you know, it says in the Bible 365 times, have no fear. So if you're a Christian, you can't be living in fear. Or don't tell me that you're a Christian. You must not have fear. And it's very important, because fear takes you, if you're looking at it from even a, you know, a metaphysical standpoint, fear takes you in such a low frequency vibration. I mean, you literally just feel like crap and everything else. You have to stay in a high, peaceful, loving vibration, or else you're susceptible to all kinds of things, including spiritual attacks from my perspective,
right,
and disease and depression and everything else. So yeah, there's a whole spiritual aspect to this. So I would just tell people, you know what? It's not if you win or lose. It's how you play the game. You just keep playing.
What is your greatest fear for a Biden presidency, and, you know, from the standpoint of national politics, and how it may even impact you personally?
China.
Why?
You
went to Hong Kong. Tell everybody briefly about
that. Super quickly, I went to Hong Kong to stand up for their rights and to document what was happening there. I went there last year, and now, you know, basically I'm a dissenter. So I'm an enemy of the state of China. They made a law June of this year stating that anybody that goes up against the CCP can now be imprisoned basically for life in China. So I'm on that list. So if China, the Bidens are now, there's evidence that the Bidens have been bought by China, or they're somehow blackmailed, or they're doing business with China. So if they allow Chinese type of politics to come in here, or they allow more Chinese politics to come in here and communism to creep in, that kind of scares me, because I am on their list and I really don't want to end up in a China prison for the rest of my life. But other than that, I mean, it's obviously the state of our country. Our nation is such a beautiful, amazing country. I don't want to see it divided and go down in flames with communistic type of policies or socialistic policies. I don't want us to be the next Venezuela. But at the same time, if something like that does happen, again, it's how we play the game. It's how we pick ourselves back up every single day, and how we fight smarter, maybe not harder, but smarter maybe next time. We get involved in local politics. We've been asleep at the wheel for too long. I talk about this all the time. We're asleep at the wheel. Conservatives are naturally libertarians. They want to be left alone. So we've just been asleep at the wheel thinking everything's okay because we're good people. We expect everybody else to be doing the right thing and be doing good and want the republic, but not everybody wants the republic. A lot of people are sold out and they don't want the republic necessarily. They want their own agenda for whatever reason. So that type of stuff, you know, worries me for our country. But if it happens to me, it's supposed to happen, and whatever's supposed to happen will happen, and we need to roll with the punches and just go with it from there.
I think, yeah, and that's definitely something that I think a lot of people are really concerned about right now. The geopolitics, I mean, we just came off a couple of weeks where it didn't make a lot of news, but we've got an absolute incredible seismic shift happening in the Middle East when it comes to peace. It took 50 years of presidents to not be able to do what one president did in 4 years. And so when we see the geopolitics and relationships like with China, who by all intents and purposes, I sound like a tinfoil hatter tonight as I'm saying these things, but I truly believe that they intended on impacting America and the world with COVID. They protected their own cities from this thing, but they allowed it to get out. And this is China's way of trying to get some kind of economic playing field, because they were in trouble, you know. And so, you know, when they crack down on the dissenters in Hong Kong, and they crack down on free speech and human rights, and now in the way that they've used COVID as a weapon, and, you know, obviously having friendly relationships with Joe Biden through Hunter Biden, as we've seen, That is something that I think a lot of people should be very concerned about. In our last couple of minutes here, what should we look for in a Biden administration as moving forward here? If that happens, what are going to be some of the telltale signs that he is bowing down to China, do you think?
Oh, geez. Well, we'll see what he does with the tariffs. You know, Trump implemented that 25% tariff on anything coming from China. I think that's helping us a little bit. That's really not making China very happy. But and he's also been supportive of Hong Kong and the Hong Kongers. And he's said to China, if you enforce your rules and your tyranny on Hong Kong, I am going to be harder on you. So if Biden reverses some of that stuff, I would say it's pretty obvious, right? You know, that's a pretty obvious tell right there. What else we can look for? I think we're going to know. I don't know. I think we're just going to know. We're just going to have to wait and see. I don't think it's going to be one thing or anything specific that I can just pull out of the air. But in general, I think we're just going to have to know that there's other things going on behind the scenes, as noted from the Hunter Biden laptop. And we just have to be prepared for whatever hits us, you know. And
Carmen, tell everybody, I know that you've been deplatformed on different social media, but you're still out there. Tell everybody where they could find you and follow you and learn more about you.
Yep, I'm banned on Facebook Island for life, so you can't find me there anymore. That was where most of my stuff was, and all my Hong Kong footage. I'm sad. But anyway, Instagram, for some odd miracle, I'm still on there, Native Angel Healing. You can find me there, Native Angel Healing, or Spicy Street Convos. I have two little pages there.
Love the name.
And then on YouTube, it's Carmen Estelle. Parler, it's Carmen Estelle. And was there one more that we – oh, Twitter, Native Angel Babe. You know, so I try to diversify, but honestly, I had almost all of my great videos and footage and speeches and lives, all the lives from Hong Kong, were all on Facebook. So those are gone. So I'm going to build up my repertoire again. You'll start to see more things being posted.
Right, right.
Hopefully I'll see you guys on the flip side.
Yeah, look forward to it. Carmen, thank you so much, and we'll talk again real soon. Folks, we'll be right back with our final segment here at Real Side Radio. Don't go away.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to 1 a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I'm I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass pasture cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
You know, when we talk about all the issues and the problems and the frustrations that we're facing in this world, it's really easy to feel down. And you know what? We should be feeling down right now. It's not what anybody wanted. Donald Trump not getting a second term and giving it to the fossil that is Joe Biden, and easily one of the most inauthentic leftist politicians in the world, Kamala Harris, is a nightmare for a lot of us. But at the same time, I do want to say this. We will wake up in the morning. We will still be alive. The sky will still be blue. And we will move on and we will fight another day. And that's the philosophy that I think differs between conservatives and liberals. You know, we can feel the pain and we will move on. The difference between conservatives is that we will be angry and okay, this is what it is. And we move on. The left will emote and they will resist. Isn't it interesting how Joe Biden is so focused on talking about bringing the country together? This was part of his stump speech, and he said it today when he spoke, that he is a president for all Americans, whether you voted for me or not. Well, that's great. And I appreciate hearing that. And I wish Trump did more of that as well. I really do. But isn't it interesting how Joe Biden and the Democrats will talk like that when they win, okay, or supposedly win, But when Donald Trump or a Republican wins, they become the resistance. You know, where is your kumbaya when you lose, Joe Biden and the Democrats? And the reason that you don't have that, you don't have the innate ability to do that, is because you are, you're in essence, you're activists. You're not individuals. You're not politicians. You're activists. It's all about power for you. And now the idea, again, is marketing this kumbaya. You know, there was no kumbaya for this president, President Trump. Zero. None. The number one focus was to take him out. Russian collusion, 25th Amendment, impeachment. And they will continue to do that if President Trump wins, because Nancy Pelosi still will have the House, if not barely. And speaking of Nancy Pelosi, I'm going to leave you with a happy thought. All right? A little bit of a, let's call it a silver lining to what we're dealing with right now as a country. Blaze News reported that, according to House Democrats, they're calling what took place last night in the House of Representatives a dumpster fire, and they're pointing fingers after stunning election losses at Nancy Pelosi, and her leadership may be in trouble. According to Blaze, there was a significant amount of infighting and finger-pointing going on among Democrats in the House of Representatives Wednesday as the majority suffered a stunning defeat across the country on Election Day, Politico reported. Only days before, the outlet noted, top Democrats, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, mused about the party's chances to expand their majority in the chamber by up to a dozen seats. Polls in races around the nation showed Democrats up overall and making plays in Republican strongholds like Texas. But as votes began to pour in Tuesday, Democrat hopes and dreams were quickly dashed. The Blaze's Chris Pandolfo noted that Republicans won upset victories over several Democratic incumbents and are poised to gain as much as 10 seats in a year. The media raised the possibility they'd lose as many as 15 or more. That's a 25-seat swing. Consequently, the mood among Democrats around Capitol Hill was much less chipper, and several members began pointing fingers. Politico stated, even with tens of thousands of ballots still to be counted, shell-shocked Democratic lawmakers, strategists, and aides privately began trying to pin the blame, the unreliable polls. The GOP's law and order message amid a summer of unrest, the hidden Trump voters, the impeachment hangover, the lack of a coronavirus stimulus deal, and some corners of the party were also beginning to question the message and tactics at the top, with several Democrats predicting and even some demanding a significant overhaul within the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, including possibly even ousting Chairwoman Sherry Bustos, whose Illinois race has yet to be called. It has been called. She won. Representative Jerry Connolly of Virginia told reporters, there's still a lot of uncertainty. I would say the high expectations that a number of pollsters and pundits created obviously have not been met. We'll have a Democratic majority in the House, and it remains to be seen how big that will be. But some lawmakers were far less subtle. An anonymous Democrat said, it's a dumpster fire. Representative Henry Swaler, a senior Blue Dog Democrat in the House in the South Texas, pointed to his party's failures in rural areas outside big cities. If we don't change the strategy, it's going to be the same in 2022. And there is reportedly speculation that Pelosi's leadership is in question ahead of Congress's return after the election. So, listen, again, silver linings. What does 2021, 2022 look like? What do the next 2 years look like with a bare majority of Democrats in the House, a majority in the Senate, and a Joe Biden, Kamala Harris administration? It's not going to be good. It's going to be painful, quite frankly, especially after the last 4 years of Donald Trump, who's done so many incredible things for this country. They're going to try and roll everything back. They're going to make executive decisions. They're going to try and stop school choice. They're going to put the head of the teachers' union in Betsy DeVos's place to run the education administration. I mean, that's exactly what they're going to do. Everything is going to be a sop to the far left. You're going to have outrageous extremists that are going to be running immigration. You're going to have Bernie Sanders coming in and running economic policy. And you're going to have Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, however long Joe Biden lasts, okay, answering to the far, far left. This is what we're looking at. So what do we do? Where do we go from here? Well, first of all, it's not over yet. All right? One thing about Donald Trump, one of the reasons that we love Donald Trump with all of his imperfections and foibles is that he fights. And if there is a path that is legitimate, one thing I know about Donald Trump is that he will not destroy the country for his own benefit. He will not divide us even further so he can remain as president. He will understand that. He will see it. He's a human being. And he's surrounded by some good people. But if there is a path that is legitimate, flip in Arizona. Maybe take a look at what's going on in Pennsylvania. If you flip Arizona, game on. Okay? What's going on in Pennsylvania? If you keep at Pennsylvania and you got Georgia and North Carolina, he wins. Even without Nevada. If you don't flip Arizona and Nevada doesn't go his way, and Nevada could be called at any moment, maybe tomorrow morning, it's game over. There's no realistic path for him to gain 270 seats. I hate to say that. I hate to say it, because, I mean, you're not going to overturn Wisconsin and Michigan. When you do recounts, like 90% of the time, the count barely ever changes. And the few times that it does change, it changes in the dozens and hundreds of votes. We're talking about tens of thousands in these states. That's not going to happen. So unless there is proof, unless there is substantive proof that could be brought to in court and show that there was a systemic abuse of power. You know, we've got folks like, Project Veritas, the good folks over at Project Veritas right now. And they've got whistleblowers that are being, outed right now that are talking about the fact that they have been told specifically to backdate envelopes. This is on tape. So if you have poll workers and post office people that have been specifically told to take an incoming ballot on November the 3rd or 4th and stamp it so it's backdated so it can be counted, that's fraud. So we've got a lot going on here that we're going to be looking at over the next several days and weeks. Anyway, it was a pleasure being here, folks. Dave Sussman, find me at Whiskey Politics Everywhere, and I'll be back again soon. Cheers, everybody. Stay healthy.